Mr. Shabukali uses the PowerPoint in a very restrictive way. He could ask the students to spot the errors and correct them, even turning it into a speed reading game between groups. Another way to make learning more student-centred is to leave gaps and ask students, either individually, in pairs or in small groups, to complete the table. That way, the PowerPoint can be used as formative assessment, checking that students understand the content being copied. It's also important to make sure that everybody can read the screen. You can do this by moving around the room. It's easy to enlarge text size if you find it's too small for some of the students. In the second example, Mrs. Borlea takes a more creative approach to using technology, involving group work and active learning. Her role is to monitor the learning and see which students have difficulties. Did you notice how her lesson moved forward from the stimulus of the technology? And she made sure the students were all aware of the key vocabulary. She could extend this by asking the learners to write a short paragraph on the life cycle of the frog.